from Kent Monkman, from his painting, The Trilogy of St. Thomas. He said, "We cannot escape history, but we can question those who write it."
"200 years. Life. Love. Change. Growth. Future. Present.
To surrender the body at death, existence must push consciousness off the mountain. Watch it flounder in the talus, leave skin shroud in gravel. Existence is the emptiness Plotinus and a girl philosopher seek. Plotinus, his throat scaled with lesions, his whisper hoarse, returned the divine he had seen along the river now."
Oh my gosh, this is a really good exercise for theater. I gotta 2 minutes of words. 2 minutes of words. The power of words. 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 It's all just words. Hope. Hope is a big word.
Practice. Path. Love.
Practice.
Patience.
Path.
Love.
Tolerance.
Patience.
Understanding.
Tolerance.
Acceptance.
Understanding.
Acceptance.
Compassion. Gratitude.
So to the future, whoever in the future is listening to this, just to know that at this time it's a very awkward time for us. There's so many things that we don't know what to do about with the environment, with social justice, with how to understand boundaries from one place to another and what changes moving through those boundaries and from one person to another. And we don't know how to stand with each other. In fact, we're overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed with how much has gone awry, how much has gone sideways, and has gone sideways over time. So that's what I wanted to say, how to find the courage. And I'm hoping we're going to find it, and you'll be able to you'll be able to look back and see, did we have the courage to stand in awkward ways because we didn't know what to do?
Can anyone explain loveliness? A circle of light luminous white as snow.
A circle of light.
A new generation that surrounds me.
A new generation that surrounds me.
A daughter who surrounds people with light.
To just light the down the streets cannot be named.
Like nor can we explain why the gods continue to shine.
Nor can we explain why the gods continue to shine.
Every single evergreen tree is visible.
Every single evergreen tree is visible against the sky.
Once upon a time, I could see.
Once upon a time,
I could see.
That
today I see a cowboy playing a guitar.
Today I see a cowboy playing a guitar.
Na 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 Canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran cielito lindo los corazones.
Loss. disconnections, far away, distant, ego, sharp, hammered curves. Is that good? Shimmering, 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 crystal light. Fantastic, wonderful.
Bonjour, hello.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je vais parler là, dans la caméra.
Bonjour, dear family.
Un message pour le futur.
Bonjour. My name is Das, and here's my sister Esme, and my father over there. In the future, remember this, you have to learn stuff from the past. And this is a future message, and my dad wants to talk to you now. Come, it's okay. If you're hearing me, I hope you learn, like, do you see water all over everywhere? That's a lake. And animals, something that has a furry tail and can puff up, that's a cat. We built a lot of stuff. We're one of the smartest animals in the world. You're gonna be smarter because there's always gonna be something more to learn. So I hope you have a good time. Have a good time. I hope you hear this. You hear this.
Enjoy your life. Love your family and friends. And enjoy your life. Keep care of the real victims of the world. Love your family and friends. And enjoy your life.
Today is August 18th, 2016, and I'm in Nelson, BC, Canada. I'm an urban forager and a budding herbalist. The thing I would like people in the future to know is that the environment, that it stay healthy and well-balanced, is utterly important to all living entities on this earth, including humans. Whatever we do, we impact everything else, and eventually it will come back and impact us. It's absolutely important that we become better integrated, both within ourselves and with all other living entities on this planet.
Better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. One by one, their seats were emptied. One by one, they went away. Now the family is parted. Will it be complete one day? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? A better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. You can picture happy gatherings round the fireside long ago, and you think of tearful partings when they left you here below. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Thank you.
It's hard to know what humans will be facing many, many years from now. I just know that humans have made a mess of our Earth and not taken care of where we live. Hopefully that will change. People will wake up. But what I wanted to say was that I have an experience of being with people in very dark times. I work with people who are dying. And when people are facing their death is often when they come to their greatest appreciation of beauty and connection and love and presence in their lives. Dying is the cradle for our unique human ability to appreciate beauty. So, if that's what humans are facing, I hope that they will continue to have that capacity to be present with the most beautiful aspects of even the greatest destruction. Beauty,
appreciation,
destruction,
love,
appreciation, continue to have that capacity.
Connection,
love, to be present with the most beautiful aspects of even the greatest destruction.
Life, giving, truth, being, real, honoring ancestors, honoring children, protecting the future, defending the land, defending the water, being present, trusting life, defending dream time, sleep, slowly, give widely, be true, defend the future, learn from the past, show up, be fearless, be kind, be truthful, make offerings to the ancestors, give back to the land, grow food, plant seeds, look after the soil.
And what I see is that a fundamental shift needs to be made. Our planet, it's not all peace. There's war and turmoil and horrendous things that happen. But that's because we start to make the outer world more important than the inner world. And if we could learn to look first to our inner presence and be in that place of connection to everything and in a non-judgmental state, it's an actual shift. And in a non-judgmental
state, we make the inner world
more real than the outer world. Shift. And when you come from the inner place first, which is heart thought, and in a non-judgmental state, then the world takes on a whole different perspective. And one can come from that inner world without judgment. We can allow Sally to be Sally and Joe to be Joe and anyone in the world to be what they are.
Somehow the guilty